Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome to the Stephen Trice Podcast, Series 2, Episode 2.
Hey!
All the twos. Yes. Not all looks. No. But we are not two twos this week. We are 2-1.
2-1.
How you doing, Max?
Not bad. I've got the full sofa to myself. I'm looking in the camera and it feels like I've taken up the whole sofa.
If we zoom out, Tom is there.
Help me.
I thought I could hear a muffling sound.
Where is he?
Great question.
He texted this morning saying he's not feeling well, he has a fever. And he's had a COVID test, hasn't got the result yet.
Yeah.
We shall not take the risk.
It sort of feels like, you know, in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where they've answered the question, but they're like, we're going to reveal the results next week.
It's our only segment we've got. Is Tom dying? But we're here. We've got Joe McGrath with us as well. No matter where you are, it's Joe McGrath. I'm in the toilet, Joe. Having a shit. Get out. He's crafty.
In the bath.
Yeah. Speaking of which, it was Valentine's Day. Recently, obviously, it was a bit later for when this comes out. Did you get up to anything nice?
No, Jenna, don't believe in it.
What do you mean when you say believe in it? I always thought believe in something is when you don't have like the facts that it's true. I know Valentine's Day exists. I don't believe in it because I know it's true.
I know a man that didn't believe in shoes.
Shoes?
Yeah, he just refused to wear shoes. He was like, we have like thick skin on our feet.
Is he a fucking hobbit or something? Great one there for my nerdy crew.
Yeah. Oh, don't put them down. Don't actually do put them down.
Yeah, nerds.
Human population needs it.
You'd rather accept flowers on a different day.
Doesn't conform.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haven't bought her flowers.
Like it's a, what is it, capitalist, consumerist?
Yeah.
One of those two.
Exactly.
They're just doing it for the money.
Yeah.
She'd rather eat an Easter egg on Christmas Day just to fuck with the system.
Mad respect.
Proper out of date, though.
Exactly. Yeah, but...
Those eggs are going to taste horrible.
Didn't know chocolate could go out of date, to be honest.
No, it can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trust me, it can.
Suppose it's milk, innit? So milk goes out of date.
Yeah. Who needs Tom Looney when you've got facts like this?
I know a man that doesn't wear shoes.
True story.
Max, how's Valentine's Day?
Hello there.
So smooth. Didn't feel forced at all. It's not a contractual thing, by the way. We think.
After every sentence. Hello there.
No, it's good, thank you. Yeah. You know, made a lovely big breakfast in the morning.
Nice. What are we talking?
We're talking bacon.
We're talking a big sausage, yeah?
Hey.
Yeah,
that's who did that.
3 of them.
Jumbo.
How are you, flatmate? They'll do anything for a tenner.
My girlfriend wasn't even there. Gina, I don't believe in this place.
He invited me round. I don't know what for at the time.
So we had that, indulged in that. That was fun. Very rare that we do that.
Yeah.
But
please
the
clarify.
Big breakfast.
Yeah.
The big breakfast. Normally,
we don't usually take turns. What about you? Did you you and Zoe do anything nice?
She tried on the ring. It was too big. So what's the point? because we tried it on a couple of days earlier. Jeanette fits, and then turns out she had hot hands about them. So then they were the colds on Valentine's Day.
It just shrink.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's devastating. Mm. Was your frying pan? Did you get
one? No, I didn't get one.
No.
But she's been looking into them because we watched this film called Dark Waters, and it's about Teflon or something, and how it basically a whole town got very ill from it, and then she's looking at it going, oh, all frying pans pretty much have this in, so we need to get a new set that don't have it in. Fuck me. I think she just wanted it for Pancake Day, is today, Pancake Tuesday. Smooth transition.
Is this a year from the infamous line?
Pancake Day. I was with you on Valentine's Day last year, because we've been filming Dragon's Den for the Sidemen.
Bloody hell.
And we went to the hotel.
How long ago?
My only legacy lives on of just, you know, body shaming women. And it could have gone to any of them, I must point out.
Yeah.
Just doesn't help that I've got a fat ass, so I can't throw it back in my face.
Preaching to the choir. Yeah.
What imagine would everyone have on their pancakes?
How have we gone from my fat ass?
Because you'll have you on my pancake.
I have peaches on mine. And a lot of cream.
Love it.
I'll let you two go first, because I've got
Nutella. Just plain simple.
Yeah.
Simple.
Syrup, I guess. Maple syrup, that's good.
Taking it Canadian.
Joe, you're a bit of a connoisseur, reviewer of food. What would you have?
Nutella. And a bit of ice cream.
Oof.
A bit of chicken wings.
Yeah, he does.
Got him. Yes. He didn't see that one coming.
No.
Taking him by storm.
I would have Nutella, but I choked on a pancake in Amsterdam. The only thing I choked on there. Although Max and his teammates did.
Covered in Nutella.
And I'm starting to question what that was. That's genuinely shows how pathetic my life is.
Yeah.
That's the closest I've been to, you know, seeing the end of the tunnel and being thinking, you know, I'm dead. It was for 20 seconds. It was just clogged in my throat and I was going,
oh, no.
Jesus.
That's terrifying. That.
Put you off Nutella for life?
No. Oh. I'm back.
You spat it out and went right back to that reefer. Yeah, man. Fucking living it large after
that. I need to chill out after that, man. The roller coaster.
Pass me that fucking pot.
Yeah, man. Now, Dave.
Yeah.
Don't mean to take you by surprise here, I saw a video posted on James Ormod's channel.
Oh, yeah.
Called All Will Be Well.
Not
the director, no. I'm joking. Yeah. No, it's very nice. But Dave, you were acting in it.
Yeah.
I've got to say, you're a very good actor.
Oh, thank you. I didn't think I'd done that well in that. So.
No, you were good. You were good.
Made me feel better about myself. Thank you very much.
If anyone, you know, who does hire people for acting jobs, Peaky Blinders, as we've established, Dave is far better than myself. Mm-hmm. Or Max does a very good shocked face. There you go. Dave, another video I saw was one posted by, I forgot his name.
Dicklicker69.
He was supposed to keep that private and confidential.
Max's shocked face was amazing. Oh, matron.
Add it in now.
I wasn't sure if it was Max, then I heard hello there. That's him.
There's only one person.
Right down the lens. No, it was something to do with sponsoring the Stephen Trice podcast. The guy who made it,
Tony.
Incredible performance. Yeah. I really like the cut of his jib.
Have I missed something here?
Do you remember when he wore the Barry Scott, the white hoodie?
Yeah.
The guy paid Dave to wear that, and he's made a video about it.
Absolutely. 50 quid.
But if Beer 52 or Manscaped are watching, they're not an official sponsor. Still just you, baby. Now, Max.
Hello.
Big news here. We've been on a real journey over the past few months, particularly from December. Do you want to tell people what's happened?
I've actually got like a little speech I'd like to say, if that's okay.
Take it away, mate. Yeah.
Very excited.
What up, G-Unit? Listen to my tale of woe and pain, of betrayal and hatred, of love lost and lust won. Chris MD, husband, father, multi-millionaire. He's got it all. But what he doesn't have is the gumption and the nerve to get out of his ivory tower, stop wanking over his Ronaldinho interview, and gift me the PS5 that was won in my name. Had it been him who was denied the silky smooth 60 frames a second 4K resolution and haptic feedback triggers I so cherished, you know he would make an hour-long sob video demanding restitution. Well, Chris, sitting atop your ivory tower, sipping shut enough to pap, laughing at the lowly peasants down below who scrape and beg, what's this, you little peepers see? A young buxom lad, chest heaving, brow sweating, hands dripping with blood, but clutching a PS5. Yeah, that's right. That buxom babe of the tale is me. I got one after weeks of staying up late, neglecting my work, my health, my sanity, my friendship with Tom Looney. I won't lie, it affected me. And they say the worst demons live close to home. Well, mine was about three streets away. This man, nay demon, with the laugh of a hyena and the body of a sloth, utilized his inside woman to steal the machine destined to be mine, is David. I've spent nights weeping at his window as snow fell silently around me, spying on him, watching the latest Chris and D videos and his high-resolution YouTube app on the PS5, mocking me on and off the podcast. Well, to you, I say good day, sir. I am now one of your number. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Chris, you owe me £1,000. For some people that watch the second channel video of me taking over Ryan's Tinder.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Max, you edited that. You saw all the sordid conversations.
Insane.
He got the fewest matches, at least to begin with, yeah. Which shocked me. But then the matches he did get, the horniest ladies that have ever been born.
Outrage. Like, I think with me, like, a lot of the matches I got were you're a member of the Stephen Tries group, you know.
STL. Your own person, Max. Yeah. You've got PS5 now, mate.
You know, same with, you know, Tom sort of attracted the older women.
MILF.
Cougar alert. But with Ryan, it was insane. It was just non-stop horny for Ryan.
Yeah.
And the photos used as well, they did not go in his favour.
No,
not at all.
No.
The worst was, once we'd done the video, I went onto Tinder to delete the account, and there was about 10 new matches. One of them just messaged straight away, "Hey, sexy. What's going on in the world?"
Ryan. Might be one of those women that haven't seen a man in a very long time and just...
Yeah.
The first man she saw was Ryan Long. God, Jesus.
Poor lady.
Yeah.
Get yourself to Tesco if you are that woman. Do your daily walk.
There's better people stacking aisles than
that.
Yeah. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Not that if you are stacking aisles, you're
just in our local Tesco, the aisle stacker is a fugly bloke.
But I think even at uni,
yeah,
you know, right, you know, I've
got more action than me.
Yeah,
but then again, I looked back at photos of me at uni, and I looked 15.
Yeah,
but there are people that like that, Stephen.
They are, and I've met those blokes. Not that we go to a meeting or anything. Favourite segment of mine, which is Slag Off Another Podcast.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah. So I was looking at the Spotify comedy charts. The only show in the top 50, so what's the point? Around the top, as usual, was Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Oh,
bit crass. I listened to 10 minutes and I called it Dragged, Buried and Avoid.
Nice.
Sort of works. Yes. Nice. Chris Ramsey, if you're watching, suck on that, mate. Yeah. Yeah. We don't have to have kids to have content, mate. Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Married and Buried don't even rhyme. Just looking at that. What's the point?
Yeah.
Dragged, carried and devoid of entertainment.
There we go.
He was carried by his wife in the podcast.
Yeah. Or annoyed, because I'm annoyed that they're doing better than us.
You're annoyed in it anyway, Dave.
You just rhymed annoyed with annoyed,
or Shagged, Married, Annoyed. that's just off the top of my head.
I'm thinking a lot at the minute. Yeah. I'm full of them. Got another one. Annoyed.
Next up is the popular segment, Guess the Headline. I've now made a jingle for it.
Oh, a proper one.
I've made a jingle.
Oh,
so we're not. Just wait for this, Max. See the effort that's gone into her. If you can tell me the location, then I'll be quite surprised, to be honest. It's a really good collaboration I've been working on. Kept that under wraps. Pardon the pun. Genre of music.
Rap.
There you go, Max.
Headline news.
Last week, there was a little bit... Well, not a slip-up. It was just that the location was England. which put Max, Tom, Dave, myself for about 10 seconds into stitches. Afterwards, it was stated that Max has got himself a top 10 moment though already, which upset me because I wanted a top 10 moment. Barely in it last time. No. So get ready for this, guys. Stephen's top 10 moment when he poured beans on his head. What am I like?
That's insane.
I'm bonkers.
Right.
What just happened?
I don't...
What just happened then?
I mean, I'm...
I'm absolutely gobsmacked.
So, right. Guess the location.
So this clip... that was going to happen?
No.
Should have pushed this segment to the end, really.
The headline news segment has been hijacked by somebody pouring beans on himself. But this is...
What right. Do we do from here?
It's going through your head.
Beans.
Oh no, Steve, you've got to clean yourself up.
That's
No. This the show has to go on.
Yeah, true.
I agree.
I'm excited for this though, because this is the second top 10 moment that Headline News has got.
Yeah.
A segment which was slated from the beginning.
It wasn't.
So
it was only slated because you messed it up. Well, you didn't even mess it up.
Right.
It's just a bit of a dull story.
Shit.
Right. So we've had the beans. We've had the breakfast.
Yeah.
Now on to the dinner.
The beans.
Nice. Cops pull over clown car van with 40 people crammed inside.
What are you thinking, Dave?
See, I'm trying to think back to where clowns were invented. I feel like that would get a lot of like good material in it. And yeah. Also places with small cars. And I'm thinking Italy.
Italy's not, that's what came to mind for me.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm thinking clowns. Where was this? Was this a thing? I'm thinking Europe. I'm thinking Eastern Europe.
Mm.
May I go Slovenia?
No, it's China.
Wow.
So the streets of China are very crowded.
Yeah.
There's a lot of congestion over there.
Nice.
So one way that people are obviously getting around is car sharing,
ride sharing. Ah.
There was a six-seater minivan.
Whatever. Yeah, sure.
And the police pulled it over because it was swerving around erratically.
Shouldn't be doing that.
No. Exactly. So when they pulled it over, they opened the doors. They said, everyone get out. 40 people got out of the car.
It's excessive.
That is
very
excessive. Though.
So many people were in there, they were knocking the driver, and that's why it was swerving around down the road.
Jesus Christ. Wow. I've struggled to get 5 people in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with my thighs, yeah.
Headline news!
If I had to get an amount of people in a car, I reckon I'd get 18, and then I'd be really struggling.
Yeah.
But, you know, Chinese gymnasts, hate to be racist here or stereotype.
Of course.
But they're typically very good.
Yeah.
If that was their work, if that was their job...
Mm. Construction workers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it racist to say I couldn't imagine a Chinese clown?
I don't think it is racist to say that.
Do you know what I mean?
I've never seen that, yeah.
Nah.
I think that's more on you than it is on the Chinese.
Chinese, yeah.
So, thank you for Headline News.
Do you know what will make this even funnier? Is if it don't make it in the top 10.
Well, it won't, will it? It fucking won't.
I hope it don't.
Here's where Dave said, I wonder... Oh, fucking hell. Got brain freeze. Here's when Stephen sharted. Scrapes in at number 9.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Should we move on to Stephen Lies?
Stephen Lies.
We do have a jingle for this. Take it away, Jess. It's the only one that stayed in from last week.
Oh. Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh, yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide arm.
Oh, no, I thought I'd cut that last bit out. Oh. Whoops.
I hate it.
Oh. Whoops.
I can see why it stayed in.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
It's not the only bean I'm flicking tonight.
Hey! Sorry, that's right. I'm not allergic.
I didn't go for a... In hindsight, I shouldn't have done that. Hey! It wasn't Heinz. I'm not gonna do branded beans on me. Waste. Go on, Joe. What's the line this week?
So I've been trolling for all your social medias and I found this one. It's a nice, easy one. Here we go. Facebook, this is. I won't say the date to give it away. This is called Got a Piercing. Just my rebellious side coming out, lol. All the boys at my local mall have them. Why can't I have a piercing? Seriously, though, what the fuck? I'm just a normal guy. Why ask questions? I've got myself a piercing.
Tom.
It's got to be Tommy. He's
the only one with a piercing.
Yeah. I don't think it's you, Dave. It's not me. Possibly Max.
It's got to be Tom.
Have you got a piercing?
I'll never tell.
I don't think I've ever seen your piercing.
I've never seen a pierced sausage. Well, you do prick them before you put them.
It must be Tom, but I can't imagine Tom typing that much onto Facebook.
Yeah, I'll go Tom. Yeah.
Young Tom, though.
Is it Tom?
It was Max.
Was it?
Yeah, got a piercing. 1994, you got a piercing, it said. Just my rebellious side coming out, lol.
When you were one. That is rebellious for a one-year-old.
Where have you been?
The lol should have given it away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
Even in 1994, you were doing that.
Oh, this is in what I was doing in my life thing, yes. Wasn't it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, I was just typing in like I've been divorced in Bangkok or something.
Oh, yeah, you have. We haven't brought it up on the podcast, but no? We'll get to that.
I actually realised what the last week's one was. I know my willies.
Yeah.
Because Joe mentioned it was on something called Flickster. On Facebook years ago, you could get like apps for it.
Yeah.
And Flickster was a movie quiz one.
Ah.
And it was a free willy quiz. And I'd got 10 out of 10 on it.
Yeah, Free Willy is the most Channel 5 Sunday afternoon film.
Yeah.
10 out of 10, one? Mate. Yeah. Now, today's topic... Oh, there's no topic anymore. Get over that, Stephen, you fucking idiot. That's gone.
That was season one.
Yeah, man. Today's talking point is, what's the best feeling?
Ooh. Ooh.
Come to Lionel Rich, it's when you're dancing on the ceiling. Are you doing that, Lionel, you fucking vampire? So, best feeling. Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah.
I like the feeling of when you've just finished doing a load of written work. All you've got to do now is cross the I's and dot the T's, and you finally send it off to work uni, and you're done.
So a big assignment.
A big assignment,
done.
Just done.
The relief.
Out the way.
That's nice.
Does it have to just be assignments? Could it just be any form of work?
Yeah, anything.
Tax return.
Yeah. Like, oh, you've laid the last brick of the house. I'm not a builder, but I can imagine that being quite satisfying.
Yeah. So the last step of a long
exactly.
process.
Exactly. What you've done took you ages to get to, and you finally do it, and you're like, oh, this is a good feeling.
But you know what? I remember coming out of my last GCSE exam, didn't have that feeling.
Well, I guess with certain things like GCSEs, obviously, when you've done the work, it's over, but then until you get the mark back.
Yeah.
You're still going to have some tension.
That's true, the trepidation.
Yeah, exactly.
In English, we used to get an 1,000-word essay every week.
Oh, that's evil, that. Every week.
Well, got to say A's, mate. But the problem with that is when you're typing it, at least, when you're just writing shit to get the word count
up,
you don't feel good when you finish that.
No.
It's like you finished it, but still you're looking at... And you've changed because to.
Yeah.
This, therefore.
Yeah. Due to.
According to this person.
Yeah.
I always repeat myself. So I'll go, today I went to the park. In the park I went. Not like that, you know. off the top of my head.
And you feel good when you send that in. That'll do.
This is going to be an A, this. Or like when you're doing a performance, rehearsed for months and done it, and you finally do the final play,
yeah,
and then it ends, and you're like, bloody hell, this is great. I feel really good about this. And
yeah, that's true. It's all worth it afterwards.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay,
mine's having a poo.
Yeah?
That's a great feeling though, isn't it?
The one where you've held it in for ages feels nice coming out.
It is, it's good. Or sometimes when it's just brewing all day.
Yeah.
You just curl it out and you know it's all right.
I just feel a bit gay with that though. Like, you know when you hold it up and it just feels nice coming out? I'm sorry.
You can't
am
say
I,
that.
Am I allowed to enjoy this?
The male G-spot is actually located in the bum.
Yeah.
Oh, so when you poo, it rubs against it. So.
That's probably it then.
It is, yeah.
Yeah?
Do you not like having a poo, Stephen?
No, it's just something I need to do.
But I have a big coffee, so it's usually two a day for me.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't eat well. I eat a lot of pepperonis.
A lot of pepperoni.
Yeah. And that comes out. That burns.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
4 trips to the butcher's a day.
Fuck me.
Just eat one and like, oh, here we go.
You mean pepperamis or do you mean?
No. You're saying, is it gay to enjoy having a poo? But you're eating the most penis shaped. Just gorging on pepperoni.
I don't bite it.
I deep throated 3 pepperonis last week.
Just to feel something. Jenna doesn't believe in Valentine's. Oh, is there a G-spot on the anus? I didn't know.
This is news. I'm going to need my pepperoni for this one.
Let's just cut in the middle, man.
I'll tie 5 together.
You'll have to pay for that, David.
Just cutting out the middle, man.
That's what I said.
Oh. Too late.
Been there, done that, mate.
Should I even get you a tissue?
No, I'm full of beans.
Right.
Max, what's your favourite feeling?
Favourite feeling ever?
Yeah.
Who knows? It's a mystery to me. But I do love the feeling when you've just watched a great movie at the cinema.
Yeah.
And you're walking down those steps and you're getting that. You got that high from watching a great movie.
Yeah.
Great, great movie. I'm picturing Bond. You're walking down the steps and you feel like Bond. You're like, yeah, I could take on Blofeld, a man in a wheelchair. You know, a lot of James Bond's villains are physically handicapped in some way.
I find people that sit a lot can do with a lot of planning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's my thinking.
That's so true, mate.
People in wheelchairs do a lot of planning.
They're plotting something.
I never trust them. What are they up to?
But yeah, watching a great film, walking down the steps after, you feel, you know, very good.
That does go the other way, though.
Watching a sad movie. Yeah.
Or a shit film.
Yeah, a shit film. Yeah. Have you ever left the cinema early?
I haven't, purely because I'm like, I paid for this.
Yeah.
You don't get your money back.
When you're watching 5 films in a day, though, on your Limitless card, surely by the 4th or 5th, if it's a bit of a shit film, you go, okay.
Just stuck it out. Could I say another great feeling? It's when you got heartburn and you use one of these. Rennies.
Yeah. A film that I got that feeling from, not the Rennies, was when I first watched The Incredibles. Came out running around thinking I had superpowers. I just had high cholesterol.
Who that was? He was?
Dash.
Dash,
yeah. I was just running around.
Like Dash.
For about 5 seconds. Sat down. Held up a bit of a Dolly Mix. Dave, ever had a film inspire you?
Inspire me? Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Yeah.
Inspired me to watch more Simon Pegg films. You thought I was going to say Run, didn't you?
He went on a marathon. A movie marathon. You're not missing Tom now, are you? This is fun. What's another feeling you had?
Getting washing out from the dryer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
A literal nice, feeling. Yeah.
Like toasty.
Nice.
I like to lay on it. I'll get told off.
Yeah.
Because
you're a fucking cat, aren't you, Dave?
I lay it all out.
You've pissed on that shirt as well. Get up.
Just grab it on your, especially during this weather.
That's so true.
This is your 10th load of washing today, Dave. The bills are so high.
I'm just addicted. Don't leave me that drying.
Stop shoving pepperoni up your ass.
I saw you hanging around the dry cleaners again, David. Pulling the banjo from there. My favourite feeling is one where you wake up from a bad dream, a nightmare, and then you suddenly realise, oh, thank God it was a dream.
Yeah. Like not the very real ones.
Yeah, not so much nightmares, but like I think I had a dream where I'd had a fight with my mum and we'd fallen out and I woke up and I was like, oh, I've got to deal with that today.
Punching?
No, right. Just arguing. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, it's a dream. And the relief. Yeah. I really enjoyed that. When you go on a killing spree in your sleep. You wake up and think, oh, I've got to deal with that today. Yeah, gotta speak to the Daily Mail.
One thing I can't be asked with, that's for sure. Have you ever had a dream where about your missus cheating on you and you wake up and you're quite pissed off but she's done nothing wrong and you just can't get over it? It's just in your mind.
No, she woke up and she was annoyed with me and it was because I cheated on her in her sleep. Didn't happen though, did it?
So
falling on deaf ears there. Yeah.
When I am sick, right, night before I'm ill, I'll dream about zebras. I know, it sounds weird, right? Honestly.
He's a prophet.
It must be something to do with the stripes. You know, you get illusions and they're all stripy.
What about tigers, Dave?
Do you think I'm absolutely fine with tigers? Not bothered about tigers.
How are you with zebra crossings in real life?
I'll panic. I'm like, oh, thanks. Just really, hit by the cars.
Really shit version of Mystic Meg.
No, but yeah, every time I'll have a dream about a zebra and I'm like, oh, here we go. This ain't going to be my day.
You're a little bit mental, Dave. And that's coming from me.
Some would say.
Do you want Tom's moment?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Tom said, happy in the moment while looking forward to the immediate future, aka first day of a holiday, pre-drinks, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Being in an airport.
Being in the airport, I agree with that one.
Yeah.
That's why I could never work in an airport.
Yeah.
Just because it'd take away from the excitement.
Yeah, it's easier now, but the... Yeah. Like when I used to be a kid and go on holiday, it was a lot longer. The queues were a lot bigger, and it was it was a nightmare. Of course, my dad carries grenades. So it was that whole palaver.
That was the whole thing.
Dad, your ass is full of crack cocaine.
Shut up, son.
We can't up yours if you keep blabbing.
Put the pepperoni back in yours.
Use it as a cork.
And if it doesn't clear.
I'm just having a great time.
Do you count these?
Walking through the oh, what's it called? Duty free. That's my favourite smell. All the perfumes there. It's weird. That is my favourite smell.
So I've been in Debenhams.
That's so true. Or Deborah's. Lush is overpowering.
Yeah. It gives you an headache in a way, doesn't it?
Especially the staff. No, I'm joking.
Six.
Different smell. musty PS2 games.
It is, yeah.
Do you still do those?
Bit of BO.
That's one of my favourite feelings. A lovely shower after a week of not having one.
Lovely.
Getting... When something new comes out and being able to purchase it after months of not being able to have it. Or any you know, like I remember when Spider-Man for the PS4 was coming out, I booked a week off work.
Just to play it.
Fair play. Completed it after 2 days, but you know, I was
nice to
committed
have the
to it. Yeah. You couldn't show your face at work after 2 days.
Just going, that's right.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, what, cleaning out your belly button after a long day?
And your toe jam.
That is so specific and very weird. I don't get a load of shit in my belly button.
Do you know what? Surprisingly, I do.
Yeah,
it's a surprise. What?
You?
Stop
no.
the podcast.
You have a little clear out.
No, Joe, this isn't great for you. This is worse than...
What else have you done in the past? Oh, having a big poo. What else have you got?
Did you not do both at the same time?
Lighting a match. That's good though, isn't it?
Does that come straight after the poo?
I set fire to my belly button fluff. No, I don't.
I do.
Now we go to Hold the Line.
Hold the Line.
Don't have a jingle for that, but that's nice, Dave. This is the great new segment in which this week Dave will be making a phone call.
Hey, hey, hey.
Dave, usually we'd have to hide your phone number on your phone, but we're going to be phoning a company, if that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be Domino's.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And the idea for you, Dave, is you've got to keep them on the line for as long as possible.
Okay.
I think you'll have a good chance with this.
Yeah, yeah.
The point that you have to make is when it comes to payment, you just tell them you're an influencer.
Okay.
You tell them all the videos you've done, all the stuff you've been in, and you insist you get it for free. Okay?
Oh, I can't like this.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, I'd like to order 5 pizzas, please.
Sorry?
I'd like to order 5 pizzas.
Collection or delivery?
Delivery, please.
Yes, you pay by car, yeah?
Yes, please.
Okay, can you get your phone number?
Yes, it's 075.
Yeah.
431.
431, yeah.
623.
623, yeah.
554.
554.
Yes.
554.
Yes, that's it, yes.
Which area you are?
I am in Salford.
Sorry, we're not delivering there.
Oh, you are joking!
Sorry.
Oh, do you know any Domino's that would deliver to Salford? It's just because I'm an influencer, see? And I was just seeing as an advertisement.
Yeah, basically you can call your area. This is out of area delivery.
Oh, righty-o, sir. Sorry, no, that's okay. No, it's okay. Shit.
Oh, slam the phone down.
He weren't happy about
not
that.
Happy with you.
How long was that anyway? That was
your call on.
Oh, yeah, true.
I reckon it was about 1 minute 40.
Was this hatred of influencers at Domino's, apparently? I can never go there again.
Oh, never mind. Well,
that's a different
devastating.
Well, that was Hold the Line. You've set a benchmark, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Pissed off.
Domino's.
Off to a flying start.
Okay, let's get into the viewers' favourite feelings, right? And we'll see if they'd make it into our moments.
Mm. Yep.
Giving gifts to other people.
See, I'm more of a receiver.
Yeah, yeah. Beberani can talk.
I'm not a fan of giving gifts. I'm not very good at finding gifts. Jenna, for example, she's very good at finding gifts and she likes giving gifts.
But are you talking about the picture of you two on the cushion?
No, that was actually me. Yeah. She hated that at first. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cringy. It can be, sometimes they can go, oh, they'll really enjoy this, and they, it doesn't live up to it.
No, exactly.
It's a no for me. The feeling of your dad's arse. Thank you. Thank you, Harry Crow.
As in his own dad, or?
He said your dad's arse. It can be general, yeah.
Whoever's reading.
When you're buying a meal deal and you see it take the amount off down from £5.20 to £3.
Yeah,
that's a good
that.
One.
Max, you're a meal deal connoisseur, is that?
You know what? I am always ransacking the yellow stickered items in a Tesco. Give me those 60p sandwiches, please.
Yeah, so I saw a big breakfast sandwich.
Triple.
And it was down to like 20p. I thought Max would love that.
Yeah.
The feeling, this could be you, Joe. The feeling when you fart in the bath and a bubble rises. now
it's nice if it smells nice.
This the problem is, the smell of a fart in water is horrific from my experience. So when that bubble pops, it's like... Yeah.
But if it's your own smell, it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. No, it's not too bad if it's your own smell.
Joe, I'm just going to go based on your two favourite feelings, which is having a shit and getting the belly button fluff out your... Right, so...
Well, everyone agreed. Max agreed with me.
You're not going to have a nice smell.
Do you know what I mean by that, Max?
Well, the belly... I have belly button fluff. I wouldn't say it's a great fit. Well, I don't know.
I want a lush bum, not a tush bum.
I have to say, doing a dirty fart and it's smelling dirty is a very nice feeling.
No. That is the worst feeling. Oh, God, that's me. I've produced that. What the fuck have I done?
I'm usually proud. I'm like, oh.
Have I been eating fish food and just... being a weirdo for 2 weeks.
I even got like that.
trying to get the pepper on.
I think my favourite thing about this as well is like, what's your best feeling?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, out of everything, it's farting.
Like a guilty pleasure, yeah. The best feeling is when it's a scorching hot summer day. When you get that slow, cool breeze that lasts for 8 to 10 seconds, that's poetic. Yeah. When you're on holiday, very warm, and you get a little breeze, you just like, oh.
Go somewhere cold.
Good. Yeah.
If you like a cold breeze, go somewhere fucking cold.
You won't enjoy that in Iceland.
Yeah.
So for the drop from a really high roller coaster.
Oh.
See, that's scary.
Yeah, it's not that enjoyable. That's the feeling of your testicles going inside your body. I'm not saying I'm enjoying that feeling. Yeah. I enjoy it. After that bit, you know, the sort of relief.
It's thrill seekers out there, though, that love all that.
Yeah.
Like, almost dying.
Yeah.
That's putting your retainer in after it's been off for, like, 2 days. I don't know.
No.
I forgot to wear
that. Have you?
No. I just have thought of another one. But carry on.
Oh, Christ.
Here we go.
When you do a big shit and your nan wipes you up. beating your rivals.
Yeah.
Christ.
With a stick.
Destroying your enemies.
Yeah, calm down, Finn.
I'm with you there.
Getting my weekly dose of sweet movie reviews from IMAX.
Hey!
Fucking preach it.
And Ryan messaged with, when you perform a ghost poo.
Yes!
It just goes slide straight through, you don't see it.
No, it's because there's no
there's no wipe
the wipe
needed.
Yet.
Crack on with your day.
Always,
hey, that's any
always
poo for
sticking
me.
It up.
Just in case.
What? the fucking state of this. People are going to click on this thinking, oh, what is the best feeling? It's all about shit. Like, fucking shit. When there's a genuine nice moment of, oh, it's a really hot day and you get a cool breeze. Oh, that's nice. Just nature giving you what you want. No, go to fucking Iceland if you want that. Stick your head in freezer, you c***. What are you in a hot country for, stupid wanker?
Sorry, that's the one bit you've got an issue with, not grabbing your dad's arse or...
That's fine.
Shitting and not wiping.
That's the usual.
Depends on the dad.
Yeah.
That is true. Love a good dad.
Thank you to all the viewers who have messaged in there. The ones I read out were obviously, you know, suitable. IMAX.
IMAX. It's IMAX. IMAX it is.
Oh. Sounds like one of your essays. Everybody loves IMAX. Man, woman and child.
Just trying to force it on people again.
Hey guys, welcome to another riveting episode of IMAX. Today we're looking at a hit film from 2018, and that's Tracy Beaker, the movie of M.E.
Didn't come out in 2018.
So I've got a review here. IMAX, what a day. This reviewer has been eager and keen to get back to work doing the one thing he does so well.
I just found a bean in my ears.
Oh, little snack, little IMAX snack, which is what they call me. Yeah. Settling down in my luxurious armchair, I click on the Tracy Beaker YouTube channel. Now at 199 subscribers, and press play on the movie. The first thing that strikes me is the title, Tracy Beaker, the movie of ME. I've heard of this illness, also known as chronic fatigue syndrome, which causes the sufferer to suffer from chronic fatigue.
I feel like I've got it at the moment.
Tell me about it.
Is this the secret to Tracy Beaker's madness? Is she dreadfully sleepy at all times? My years of visiting forums, theorising on why Tracy was such a little rapscallion, has been for naught. This was the true reason for it all. A little known illness that affects so many.
It wasn't her parents leaving her, though.
The movie starts with an ad for Raid Shadow Legends. I'm sick of these big Hollywood movies shoving advertisements down my throat. A sickness that I first noticed when Blu-ray ripped Transformers 1 movie shoved Raycon earbud ads down my throat.
Nothing wrong with that.
Can we sort this out, please, Hollywood? The movie involves Tracy Beaker's mother returning to speak to her daughter and take her out for the day.
Doesn't she have a phone?
I realised straight away the ungodly amount of partying this woman is doing and wondered if this is the cause of Tracy's ME diagnosis.
What is the right amount of partying, Max?
Once a week.
Like once a week.
Once a week.
She's doing more than that.
I assume so.
Baseless assumptions are always good for reviews.
It hurt a lot when I realised the reason for Tracy's attitude and behaviour was solely due to her mother's disregard for Tracy, which confused me. The whole Emmy situation was not mentioned once. It was at this point this tired old reviewer realized his mistake. There were two flies on my screen, and they made the dots next to the word me spell out Emmy. Thank you. So obviously I'd gone in with assuming that the film was going to be about Tracy's...
I feel like as a...
chronic fatigue.
As someone who refers to themselves as a great movie reviewer, as much as you do, maybe, you know, wiping your screen once in a while, that should be something. Maybe not basing everything off an assumption,
no.
A whim, making that one of your key points at the start.
I'd always make sure I have a spare pair of screen wipes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Stunned.
Especially as, like, I'm not even a movie reviewer and I do that.
Yeah, but also... You said it came out in 2018. Was that just when the video was uploaded to YouTube?
I'm assuming the Tracy Beaker YouTube channel.
That's all you've done is assume.
At 200 subscribers is official.
How many?
199.
How many views? how many views did this movie have?
30,000.
That's all right, isn't it?
I'm assuming. I've not really checked.
Oh, why would you?
So it's just a number of shumps. A shump.
Game Dave.
But you can understand my confusion.
Ooh.
Do I go for some kip?
Yeah, if that's all right.
You might as well, mate.
After that.
Ooh.
Right.
I'll be back in 10.
Oh, I bet Tom's gutted he missed this one.
Sadly, the movie did not actually reference Emmy.
Why is that sad? Why do you want that referenced?
What do you think was going to happen?
I assume that was going to be like... a great talking point for the people watching the film.
This is nearly as bad as when you watched the Tom Hanks film Philadelphia and went, oh, they've not mentioned soft cheese once. I was sat there with a load of crackers. The food, that is. Not White Wednesdays that we do it. At my local cinema.
No way! What is that to you?
Pick up the microphone.
First time I've been on here.
For any viewers at home, we've been joined by Buzzing.
Buzzing! I just can't believe it's you guys. Let me just
He wrote in to the Instagram account talking about his favourite feeling would be to come on the podcast. Joe thought it would be a good idea to have him on. Nice one, Joe.
Right. It's all right, Buzz.
I'm just overwhelmed by the fact that I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's mutual, mate.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
To touch you.
We're in a pandemic.
Oh, sorry.
A lot of energy in this room right now.
Yeah.
Which is, annoyingly is more than the energy that anyone was giving out.
You're a fan of IMAX?
Absolutely. It's one of my favourite segments.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I love it.
Things are perking up.
My favourite one was when you did it about A Bug's Life. And Indiana Jones.
Don't think that one's happened yet. Do you make things up in your head?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Cheers, Buzz.
I just want to say, I think you're absolutely hilarious.
Thanks.
And I love the sketches you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spin them off.
I'm a massive fan of Tom. Oh.
He's not here.
No, Tom.
What's your favourite thing about Tom?
My favourite thing about Tom is his veganness. It really sticks out when you meet him. I haven't met him, but through the screen.
Yeah. Right. Maybe it's your funny glasses
exactly,
that are doing that.
Exactly, yeah. And I love Dave. Where is he?
He's just gone for a sleep.
Oh, all right.
He gets tired.
He gets tired.
Yeah.
Buzz, when you messaged the Instagram account, you said you wanted to sing a song.
Oh, yeah. I've got it prepared.
I love the intro. That's
let,
for sure.
Let me just get ready.
You like bubbles from Trailer Park.
And I
bold choice.
Will always love Stephen Charles podcast. Will always love IMAX experience. And I will always love Stephen Lives.
Cheers, mate.
And I will always love Looney Cooney.
That's enough. Well done. Well done, Buzz.
Thank you. Yeah. So
is that an original?
Yeah, I wrote it the other day.
Yeah.
Listening to Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
Really?
Thought it was Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
Similar. Similar people.
Similar. In America. They're all American.
Excuse Max. He's laughing with you, not at
he's
you.
Not at me. I don't usually get laughed at. And I'm just very excited to be here.
I can see your reaction.
I'm buzzing. And my favourite food is beans.
Yeah.
So you know.
Unfortunately, I've been through a little wee, so I got rid of them.
Been through a little wee.
Yeah, it's good.
Cheers, Buzz. You're sharp.
I'm on it.
Funny, Buzz, I like you.
Yeah.
Better than Dave, to be honest, because he fucked off after I did my IMAX.
Will this make the top 10 moments, this bean stuff?
You're the funniest person on the show. So I wasn't very happy with the top 10 beats.
Yeah, neither was I.
No. I thought You Falling Through the Table was number one.
Yeah,
anything else?
Number two, it's close.
Your bit where you speak.
Thanks, Buzz. Very specific.
It's my favourite.
Yeah, that's good. Right. It's good for a podcast as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Buzz, what apart from this moment right here, what's your other favourite feelings?
My other favourite feelings? Putting my head out of a window of a moving car.
ever collided with something?
No, not yet. My mum always says it's dangerous.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Do you do it a lot?
Yeah. I copied my dog. It's a Jack Russell.
Yeah. Do you ever do it at a car wash?
Yeah, no, I was dying sometimes. Oh,
little confession.
No, get my hair done.
Have you got ME?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Emmy award winning podcast.
No,
not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
Chronic fatigue syndrome.
That's the one.
Yeah. You've got that.
I've got that all right.
Yeah.
You don't seem it.
No.
It's ironic for someone called Buzzing that
Buzzing.
You have that.
Buzzing!
Yeah.
Off me tits.
You don't have tits.
It's me last name.
Do you like pooing?
No.
Sorry about Joe.
That's alright. He's a bit of an odd one.
Don't make eye contact with him, he'll kick off.
I can't see anything through these glasses anyway.
Don't wear them then.
Exactly.
There we go, that's better.
Put them back on.
There's a thumbnail. Well, thank you very much for coming in,
Thanks
Buzz.
For having me.
Yeah. Go on.
No pandemic.
Yeah. I'm covered in beans.
I'm also covered in beans.
He bites. Nice one, Joe.
It was nice. I like him.
See you in a bit, mate.
Who is that?
Bumped into a guy out there.
Yeah.
Seemed very nice. Big fan of the show.
I'm surprised you bumped into him. He couldn't see for sure.
bumping everywhere. Yeah. With his glasses. Don't know why he wore it.
I'm glad you're back, Dave.
Oh, thanks.
It's now time for Dave Raves.
Dave's Raves. Dave's Raves. Gotta get those Dave's Raves.
He's puzzled.
Oh, he's puzzled.
He's puzzled.
You know, I don't want to put emotions on you, mate.
It's okay.
I don't know what you're feeling.
Oh, that's another good feeling. Completing a puzzle.
Yeah.
There's one for
you. Very good.
First up on Dave's Raves, it's... What is catnip, and is it made for cats?
I know it's made for cats.
Oh, it is made for cats.
Yeah,
the reason I ask, I saw it in Futurama.
I don't have a cat. Can't tolerate
them. No, neither.
It's like weed, isn't it, for cats?
Oh, is it? Does it mellow them out?
Makes them high.
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, it's like catnip is a reference I've heard.
Yeah.
I know cats love it.
It's a little drug, isn't it? It's like a legal high for them.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah, they can take it.
They're like Pritt stick.
Lose the reds.
Can you give it to dogs, or is it like chocolate?
Doesn't do anything to dogs.
Oh, right. My next and last one is, what's the second part of the sink?
Oh, yeah.
That little side bit.
What goes on in there, yeah.
Yeah, I've never...
Is that knives and forks?
Yeah, what's it... I drain things in it.
Nice.
Like, I'll chuck a plate in it.
Right, don't chuck plates there. You're not Greek. Yeah, maybe it's just to keep the tap running. Yeah. If you need to fill up a drink, you know.
Or wait for the hot water.
Yeah, but it's one of those questions where your dad would have the answer.
Yeah. Of course. Why didn't I see that before?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's where you keep your sponges.
Yeah, or wash your dick.
That's it, yeah? Use it as a B-day.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Would you have a B-day?
I have one every year.
Hey.
Birthday.
Yeah. When is your... Yours is quite close. Is it March?
8th of March. My birthday. Very
it's
close.
It's coming.
Hey.
It's coming.
22.
What about... I once saw that... God, you're only 22.
Yeah.
Embarrassing for us. I saw Puff Daddy, a.k.a. P. Diddy.
Yeah.
He had... on Cribs, he had like a urinal you'd get in a restaurant or a pub, you know, the menus, the one attached to the wall.
The menus?
Yeah.
In a restaurant? Men space use, USE.
I don't know who's weeing all over their menu.
Stupid. Supposed to got a word with Emmy in and got past that, you know.
Emmy.
Thought there was a fucking mouse on my screen. Well, that usually is, actually. That's a terrible use of animal. Fuck!
Rat on my screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Edit that.
Crocodile.
But he had one of those, so you'd have to squat or aim.
Good idea.
That's the dream right there.
Yeah. Just put a funnel on.
The news. I forgot to mention something in the news. I completely missed that, sorry.
Yeah.
There's a guy... and I was watching the video. I don't know if it was a parody or a real thing, but I'm sure it might have happened. There's a guy who was going into his eighth year of college in America, so like university.
Yeah.
Eighth year.
Is he wealthy?
No.
Is that like
a doctor? Maybe.
Is he either wealthy? He must be, because you have to keep paying.
No, he's keep like resitting and stuff. And
yeah, but surely you'd have to pay.
Yeah, but it just goes into debt.
Further.
I don't know the story. Basically, he just loved that life.
Yeah, yeah.
And go to spring break and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But there comes a point where you're partying with people who are 7 years younger than you, 8 years. They're doing it for the first time. They're filled with joy. You're there at Freshers.
It's got to be some creepy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't seem all there.
Yeah.
Bit odd.
And then they show pictures of what he does in the summer for 2 months where he goes and experiences the real world. I don't think he was in Amsterdam. He was he's all over the world. He's like, it's not for me.
What are you doing? Can't you still live the uni life but not go to uni?
Yeah, mate. You're looking
that's
at
what
it,
I mean.
Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any thoughts about graduating?
You know, I was going to.
And he got high.
Of course. No, I was going to last year because James. I believe you and James were going to
graduate
last year. Was it?
Yeah, well, meant to. Yeah.
And obviously, COVID hit.
Yeah. Which you planned. Running out of excuses.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've had to postpone it again.
Are you coming with us?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was
I'm gonna
sick.
Wear a shirt with James's face on. And go up and accept his award.
I am he.
there we go, that was Dave's Raves.
Dave's Raves. You had that day's race.
He's David.
It's now time for Put It to the Max.
Put it to the max.
Hello, Stephen, Max, Tom, and Dave.
Oh.
Well, that's us. Three quarters. Oh, sorry, Joe.
Oh, Alan, Tom.
We'd like to stay anonymous. Okay, fair enough. Me and my girlfriend have been together for about 7 months now. Ooh, during a pandemic.
Oh, where did they meet? Yeah.
Illegal.
Everything is going smoothly, but there is one problem. Oh. When we're having sex, we only seem to do it in one position. When I try to switch it up, she doesn't seem to catch on. How do I tell her that I want to test some new things in bed without making the conversation too uncomfortable? In brackets, role play would be ideal.
Mm.
As in, we role play or they...
We act out. You know what? We'll take it as we act it out.
Okay.
So,
I mean, your place. Do you guys want to be the boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah, can do.
Okay, and what do you want to be?
Sex advice. Oh, a sex therapist.
Sex therapist.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
like this
is a sex therapy.
Yeah.
So, boy or girl?
I'll be the girl.
Okay, I'll
be
the
boy. You're in the bedroom as well, I think.
Steady on, Joe.
So I'm a travelling sex therapist.
Yeah.
Let's just come to your house.
Yeah.
To make this less awkward.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay.
As you can see...
Ding dong.
I'll just answer
the door. Hello, boys and girls.
Shut the door. Jesus Christ, knock him out.
Hopefully there's a different person behind this. Hello,
boys and girls.
Shut the door. Shut the fucking door. Not going 2 metres near that, regardless of a pandemic.
So I've got a few complaints.
You've got a few complaints. You said let's introduce food into the relationship. Look at the fucking state of me. Pissing beans.
I meant flick the bean, not the actual Heinz bean.
You wouldn't find it, would you? No. Not with a month of Sundays.
I've been looking for ages. You just don't tell me.
You should read a book, lad.
I'm sorry. How about I read a book and we do a doggy once in a while?
I don't see how the two combine there, love.
I'll read a doggy-style book.
You're a fucking moron.
Oh.
How dare I let you chew my minge? sorry, Smith. Could you give me some advice on how to deal with this rampant rutter?
Well, as your father, I should say, you two have been very naughty. Very naughty indeed.
Have you got any advice that you do with your wife?
You gotta tease them and please them.
Tease him and please him.
Yeah, so sit him down.
Yeah.
Maybe say something fun.
Yeah.
I love you.
Don't make eye contact when you say that, Dad.
I'll do it. I love you. Anything.
Maybe just pet the face. Oh, I love this.
Smudging beans.
Hello.
Fucking love this.
I'll dodge.
Reaching for kiss.
That's not my dad.
Reaching.
It's not my dad.
Is it not? What? Oh, I don't reckon...
That's Mr. Kershaw.
Mr. Kershaw?
From down the road. We've had words with you.
Cheeky.
The words were fuck off and get out my barbecue.
You cheeky bugger.
You're a filthy fiend. You come round here pretending to be a window cleaner. You don't even have a sponge on you, you crafty bastard.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
He was wanking into a flannel.
That's it. And then he wound up there. You smudged my pissing windows, Mr. Kershaw.
I've got to ask you a question before I go.
Do you?
Have you heard of ME?
Fuck off. Fuck off. Next time you're up that ladder, I'll push it. There you go, Anonymous.
If that does not help you, I'm afraid nothing will.
Yeah, get ladders involved.
Yeah.
And that was the advice there.
Window cleaner.
It's now time for the final question. Shh. We've got a jingle.
Oh, no.
Ready?
Yeah. It's the final question. What's something you never want to feel again?
Ooh.
Yeah.
A cat's tongue.
When have you felt that?
It licked me once.
Very spiky.
Very, like sandpaper.
A coarse tongue.
Yeah. Not very nice.
Don't like cats. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, Max.
Being pegged.
Have you been pegged?
No.
Again was in the question there.
Oh, right.
Which implies you have felt it.
Yeah, no, of course.
Peggy Smith. New character.
Peggy.
An emotional character.
Peggy Sue. What about you, Steve?
Never want to feel again.
Well, that's tough.
I hate the feeling of when you're going to be sick,
oh,
and you just everything. You just sort of go a bit faint,
Oh God, what's happening to me?
Saliva goes all warm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's awful.
I'm a heaver when I'm sick as well. I'm very loud when I'm sick. I'm like, oh, it's horrible.
What about you, Joe?
I once got vertigo.
Nice.
Just don't want to feel that again.
Vertigo. What's that when you get up out of a bath?
Crikey. No, not just all, it can just be anywhere really.
So we get up too fast? Baths.
No, yeah, kind of like that feeling, but it, times 10.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? You spooked for a bit.
Did you faint?
No, but I just couldn't look down.
Oh.
Even if I was walking.
Yeah.
That's how long did it last for?
2 days.
Oh. Bloody hell. Did you have to take something for it?
No. I just had to ride it through, yeah.
I thought it was like an hour thing.
Just an hour?
Apparently not. Vertigo.
One of the vertigo rules, isn't it? It's more than an hour.
It's a cool word, though, vertigo.
Yeah, vertigo. There's a film by Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes, the one.
Great U2 song.
Yeah.
Vertigo.
Is that such a thing? Max, what was yours then?
I've told a story about me barreling down the road on my bike.
Yes.
Probably that, like the fear of death coming right at you.
Not Pirate Pete's.
Yeah.
I've had that many a time. I've gotten used to that now.
Stop going back there, mate. Choose a different location for your fucking birthday. There we have it. The feelings episode. Done. Woo! Episode 2. Done.
Well done.
It's definitely got at least one top 10 moment in there, hasn't it, guys? Fucking buzz. <BD. laughs> Anyway, thank you very much for watching. I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you.
Joe McGrath.
Hey, McGrath.
Max Smith.
Yes, guys.
Not Tom Looney. Get better. With your health and with your performance on the podcast. Stay safe. Stay humble. Ciao.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.